It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Halloween. Somebody's watching me. Oh, it's crazy. Hey, how about some front row tickets for Alice in Winterland?
Okay.
Sound pretty good? December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Tickets are on sale right now for Alice in Winterland. You can get them at RadioAlice.com. There's a link there. Takes you right to it. Or take this code word and enter it in on our contest line. Here we go. This hour's code word is GIFT. G-I-F-T. Take the word GIFT. Text it to the contest line, 20357. And you're in the running for front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is GIFT. Front row. Do you feel, I always feel special when I'm sitting in the front row. Like, oh, I'm in the front row. It's amazing.
You sat in the front row a lot?
I guess I have a few times, yeah. But a lot of times, you know, we work at these shows.
Right.
So you know where I sat front row? And it's a weird place to sit in at a Broadway show. I went to Book of Mormon and we sat in the front row. And I like being in the front row at plays because I like the orchestra pit. I like to look in and see everybody playing the music live and you watch the guy who's conducting the whole thing. Like that is effing cool. I think that's the coolest thing. But you do get a weird, you get a lot of stage noise and less of the mixed product.
Mm.
But it was so excellent to see it from there. We were like front and center too. I could have been gently touching the head of the guy conducting. I could have gently been, you know, brushing the back of his hair. Like, oh, let me get that. You got a leaf in your hair or something, you know, like that.
I have a front row that's forever like on TV. I was front row for George Carlin, his HBO special.
Oh.
And I'm in the special. Like you see me laughing and stuff.
Do you know what year? Do you know which one?
It was when I was in New York City. So it had to be like 99.
Oh, wow.
99, maybe 2000.
That's a really cool show to have seen.
Yeah, and it was cool to be front row and have it, you know, go watch it on HBO. And like, there I am with the girl I was dating at the time.
And I would say that would be, you wouldn't want to be in the front row at a movie. It is weird to be in the front row on a Broadway thing because there's a lot happening on the stage that you don't get to see and the sound's weird. But for a comedy show,
yeah,
it's just a dude talking to you or a chick, whatever, yeah. Or a they, who cares? That's really cool. You saw Carlin live, huh?
I've seen Carlin. He was my first concert when I was 15. My mom took me to see him. So I saw Carlin a couple times.
Kids, he's passed, but that guy was...
very funny.
Well, you guys, you acted then? Together as well, so there's that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he was in Cars.
George Carlin is in Cars.
What does he do in Cars?
What?
Sorry, don't know.
I forgot.
He's the minivan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's the old hippie minivan.
Yeah.
He's the old VW wagon.
Yeah.
Those things are called.
So we did. We acted in with George Carlin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not a minivan. Whatever that is.
Whatever that is. The bus. The VW bus. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
How
about you?
That's right, I forgot about that. Front row? You've been front row?
I have, but I actually, as great as it is, I think that you are really part of the show. Mm-hmm. You really got to want that. You're part of the show.
You're
everyone
part of the
watching
energy.
The stage is watching you too.
Mm. Yep.
It's cool. Yeah. It's very cool, but it's definitely, you are right there. You're
well,
right.
Well, you don't want to be checking your phone.
No.
While, you know,
you're on.
The guy from you too is like singing right to you. And you're like, oh, sorry, hold on. I just got a text here. I want to check on this real fast.
Quick text, 408 says, oh, Finny.
Oh, Vinny, what'd you do now?
What'd you do?
High school counselor here. You just perpetrated the stigma of going to community college. If you don't have the grades or party too much. Listen, I know what I know. That's I don't know. I'm sorry. I know that hits home for you, but that's why I went to community college. I didn't have the grades get to a four-year. I do hear, though, plenty of people, especially now with student loans being such a thing, I hear more now than ever that people are like, I'm going to go there for as long as I can, and then I'll graduate from my school of choice.
Yeah.
So, okay, you got me.
You know, it's funny.
But I know what I know.
Whatever the per credit price was for, and Berkeley, listen, we're in state, and that was a great school that he went to, and it was way less than some of those private colleges.
Mm-hmm.
But the per credit cost was, Riley had to go back and finish. He had to do like some humanities thing or something. So we went to the community, went to Marin Community College, where my other son also went. Ding, ding, shame. That place is great. And it was like a dollar for this thing that costs thousands of dollars. If you get it at Berkeley, you get it for like very little money at a community college. It mm-hmm. satisfies all the things. So it is true. Like community colleges, you do still get a degree. Like it's, you can spend so much less money. And if you aren't going for some specific thing and like a job there, you could anything, business, accounting, any art, whatever, you can just go to community college or go to the Academy of Art. What does that cost? What's the tuition there? Is it really expensive?
It's pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maddie's a professor.
Yeah. But I went to community college for a year before I went to.
Where else West do you Virginia. Teach? You teach someplace else.
West Virginia University.
Yeah.
My alma mater.
Your alma mater.
My alma mater.
Your alma mater.
Your
mom's a martyr? That's weird.
Got candy mouth.
You eating candy?
I always eat candy. I love it.
You eating candy right now?
I don't have any right now.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, what's going on?
You're not sharing your candy? What's going on?
I'll bring some.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, by the way, on Monday, I'll probably have tons of candy. Oh, it's Halloween. Hello. Welcome to your Halloween. We're all wearing costumes. Wow, wow, wow. Are we really pulling it together over here?
You're not wearing a costume.
No, I'm wearing, totally.
No.
Look at me. I'm a coronavirus right now. I always wanted to wear one of these big blow up costumes.
And you're not.
No, I am wearing it. Check me out over on Facebook. So Vinny is Papa Bear, part of a four-person Goldilocks scenario.
I'll join my crew after
the
I
rest
leave
of
here.
The bears and right. the little girl, right? And playing the role of Febreze this morning is our producer Maddie.
Can we hurry up? I need to get home. I got a lot to do, and I need to get in my hot tub.
I have never once said that ever.
Ever?
In my whole life, I've never been like, you know what I need to do? Hurry up and get in the hot tub.
I need to go surfing. Hurry up.
That's happened. Absolutely.
Something that I really went down a bit of a rabbit hole with this morning. I do like this stuff, and I assume it's just going to get better after actual Halloween happens. But there's a roundup on page 6 of all the celebrity Halloween costumes so far, 2024. Mm. Because a lot of the parties were last weekend, and there'll be more this weekend, so I'm sure they'll update this story. But it's a lot of fun. There's a few I've seen already. Like, I see the Selena Gomez and the Benny Blanco and stuff in there. But there's Kylie Jenner as Barbarella. There's Megan Thee Stallion wearing very little. She says she's Starfire. I don't know what that is, but she is definitely a star, and she's definitely on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, and boy, if I could get one more inch lower in that picture, I'm not sure what I'd see. There's Lizzo. There's a lot of really, really great costumes. And so I put that on the Sarah & Vinny Facebook page. It's fun to scroll through and just see who's dressing as what. Just a good time. And, of course, on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, you can see us in all our glory in these bulky costumes that we're wearing right now. Because we're troopers.
Right.
We're wearing our costumes. Enjoy.
You're a phony. phony.
Yeah, you are a phony.
I'm not a phony. What are you talking about?
You're a total phony.
Phony!
You took your costume off hours ago.
Couldn't reach the board. Sorry about it. I wanted to say congratulations one more time to Stacy from San Jose. She won $5,000. We're doing this Fall into 5K giveaway. We're just for listening. Like, she's going to listen anyway. Stacy's out there like, I love Sarah and Vinny. I love Alice. I'm listening all day. She's banking that hour every day. She gets an email saying, you did it. You banked. You got to check. If you gave an email that you don't check all the time, you need to start checking it, because that's how she got notified. I was like, I really felt like I learned a lot this morning. That's how she got notified that she immediately was like, oh, this is a scam. And then they gave her another email to try to talk her out of it. But she won $5,000. And it's a huge deal. We're very excited.
Tell your friends, Stacy. Tell all your friends. Listeners wanted. We want winners and we want listeners. As many as we can get.
Oh.
Please.
Let me see what I can squeeze in here. I guess I'll do this. This is, I guess, kind of more Christmas than Halloween.
I'm ready.
This is from that Country Life. I get this like newsletter, Country Life. And the title here is Please Don't Pet the Deer, which I thought, well, that's more like a Christmassy reindeer kind of a story.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Like, I'm like, what the?
And I know that Maddie, who kills deer and eats them, you might have some thoughts on this, because I remember one time seeing a video on, I don't know what, Instagram or YouTube or something years ago. And it was a dude getting beat up by a deer. Like, this deer was coming at him and relentless.
Well,
coming at him.
You know, guy's probably a hunter with a gun.
Wouldn't he just shoot it? I think it was like attacking him in his back. Like, oh, hey, kids, look, there's a cute deer here.
And it just started going after him for no reason.
It came after him and was trying to kick his ass. And so if you Google, should I pet deer? The answer is a hard no. And so then I'm looking at videos because I'm reading this Country Life newsletter. I'm looking at these videos and they're all different. Does not matter how big the deer is. I'm not always talking about like deers with antlers. I'm talking about little deer. Have you ever been attacked by a deer? Maddie from West Virginia.
I've never been attacked by a deer, but I did have friends that had pet deer.
Oh.
Yeah, that they had found as a fawn and raised it.
Oh, and
the deer.
Raised it.
Yeah,
and the deer just... Deer
and then out. That deer was fine.
And then
now, you remember...
Season, you know, that deer wasn't as bright as the other, so stew time.
Well, that's the problem with raising a deer. Is we all read... Did you read the original Bambi? I mean, that's what happens to
what
one
are
of the
you
characters.
Guys doing? Why are you...
Talking know. About how, you know...
One friend put blaze orange... You know, we wear the orange when you go hunting, so you don't shoot people. Put that on his... deer so that he wouldn't get shot.
Wait, so you're saying it's a pet deer, but what it really is a deer that just comes to your backyard and you give it food.
Yeah, it knows
from
who
the time
you are,
it's a baby.
Yeah.
And you fattened it all up.
Yeah, it doesn't
and it's
come
just
in the
like,
house and
it's
hang
like,
out.
Humans, they give me food.
Yeah.
So if you put like a
stuff.
If you put a vest on it, an orange vest, like it might survive.
What word did you just say?
Ticks?
Huh? Ticks.
They have ticks and fleas and
they're forest creatures. They're wild animals.
You don't want any of that.
So
have you eaten a skunk?
No. Skunk meat's it's real it's kinda like possum. It's all in raccoon. They're all like,
oh yeah, it's like possum and raccoon.
Wait,
you
so
know.
You've had possum?
I've had possum
and raccoon.
Yeah, but like the not
and squirrel.
Muskrat.
Squirrel's good, especially the cheeks. Delicious.
The cheeks of their face?
Yeah.
You squirrel
mean,
cheeks. You squirrel bite cheeks. It right off their face. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah. Luigi liked to eat squirrel brains, so we'd always have the heads.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You guys are asking.
I'm just trying to know what it is. Where's the line? Yeah. Is there a line?
I mean,
you said bear's gross, but I'm like, I don't know. It sounds like you've had bear, though.
Well, just the fact that he's like, you ask if he eats skunk, he's like, well, you know, it's kind of like possum and raccoon. Oh, is it? I mean, do tell. Back to the story. Here we go.
Okay.
Sometimes you see these cute videos where humans have like befriended deer and treat them like dogs and so that they can get murdered easily by other hunters.
I never saw it from that angle, though. The do-gooder that helps a deer is actually setting up that deer to be
fail, right?
Fed.
He goes, oh my God, a human! Yay, food! So apparently we're in rutting season now. Oh, is that so? Oh, you know about this.
Yeah.
Okay. And they will attack you. And believe it or not, it is still legal to have a deer as a pet in how many states? Like, it's on the books. It's legal to have a pet deer.
25.
Vincent?
24.
It's 5. You win, Vin.
Oh.
5 states. Only 5 states have not struck this off of their list. Arkansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. West Virginia, no pets for you.
People do what they want in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And by the way, in 11 other states, if you have a special permit, you can keep them as a pet. But there is restrictions. Like, that's the problem. If you read the original Bambi, you know, some hunter takes the baby home, raises it, and then lets it go into the wild.
You know,
to its sure doom.
I don't think I read Bambi.
Oh, you should read. You should get the. It's like there's a group of.
Well, it doesn't end well, so I'm not really excited to see it.
There's a lot of death in it. It's very more like you know, wildlife.
Is there
or
a fire in the woods there too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
I think that happens in the movie too, right? But his mom dies like right off the bat in the book, I think.
Yeah, that's not. I'm not into it.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'll take a pass.
Still, it's a good book. I've read that book a million times. I loved that book when I was a kid. Anyway, basically they're saying just because you could have a pet in some of the state, pet deer doesn't mean you should. Deer carry diseases and they're skittish and they need an incredibly large area to roam. So, you know, maybe think of a puppy. And then I'm looking at a video of this guy, he's in a fight with a deer. Like this is clearly his pet deer. But it doesn't like him. Like, it's coming at him, and he's in sort of this weird outfit doing, like, kick moves and stuff. And the thing is just coming at him and coming at him.
But it's clearly his pet?
It has, like, a collar on it. So I'm thinking, but it hates him. I mean, come and watch. He's just, like, it just will not stop attacking him. He's kicking it. The thing just keeps going at him. So he's yelling at it in this. I can't play it because he swears a lot in this video. But then the deer is just like, I am going to.
Oh, it's coming at it like a kangaroo.
Kind of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know this guy?
Yeah, this looks like a wild man from West Virginia, doesn't it?
He looks like half the guys I know in West Virginia.
Are they playing? They might be playing.
I don't think the deer's playing.
Look at the deer.
The deer, looks
deer
unhappy.
Does not look like it's playing. Yeah.
This guy's a jerk.
Well, or the deer is.
Why are you still harassing the deer?
Okay, I'm really late. I'm sorry.
We just did that. We watched a guy beat up a deer.
Huh. What's coming up?
I have a ton of stuff, actually. We're going to close strong, everyone. Your most common nightmares.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
You put it in manual and nothing fired off.
I know, it's crazy. I did screw something up, though. I'm not sure what happened, but something's kind of screwed up.
Oh, why? Because you played a regular song instead of a Halloween-y one?
Maybe that's it.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Whoops.
Not positive. But still, happy Halloween, you know?
Hey,
we just
made
took a bunch more pictures of us and our awesome costumes.
Yeah, there's a picture up on the Alice Instagram right now.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
How nice. Well
freshly
done.
Posted, you say?
That one's freshly posted.
All
and then
right.
There's more, including some video on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah. Following
times.
To 5K a day, we talked to a winner this morning, Stacy from San Jose, 5K in her pocket. And all this week, following to 5K a day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour, and you get a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000. Sorry.
You okay?
I mean, better.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice in Winterland Front Row Tickets. All this week, listen every hour on the fives from 6.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. That means you got to be listening to Jane's show.
Yep.
Jane everyone.
Jane.
Best afternoon show in the country. Check her out on Alice at 97.3. Anyway, listen on the fives from 6.05 to 6.05 p.m. For the keyword, text the keyword to our contest line, which is 20357. That's the contest line. When you're entering a contest, that's what you use, 20357. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of front row tickets to Alice in Winterland, sponsored by Macy's, starring One Republic. If you haven't seen One Republic, this is a must-see show. These guys are
amazing.
They really are amazing.
They are. They're just so incredible. What incredible entertainers.
Andy True. Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland, Alice in Winterland.
Meet you there.
Meet you there. Okay, here's what's happening. So it's Halloween today, and in the forecast, we've got possible rain. There's snow falling in Tahoe, everyone.
That's exciting.
That is really exciting news. We vote on Tuesday. So if you've got the vote from home thing, I don't know, get a glass of water or whatever you drink and sit down with the internet and look that stuff up and get her done. Otherwise, Tuesday's your day. Thursday night football tonight, Houston Texans at New York Jets. That's on Amazon Prime. The most common nightmares.
Oh.
Now, this reporter will tell you that I don't often remember my dreams or nightmares.
Oh, okay.
I remember the ones I remember mostly end up being something that I woke up in the middle of.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that, but there's also, I remember when I was a kid, I had this one a lot. I couldn't punch.
Oh, like a recurring,
like I was in a fight and I just couldn't punch. And it was like punching in water or something. You just couldn't.
Yeah. That's like in like if you're running away, it's like running in water. Yeah, it's like
frustration
a drag,
or something is being expressed through that dream, I'm sure. But they say America's number one nightmare is falling.
Oh.
From a significant height.
Huh.
Falling is the number
I've had
one
dreams
nightmare.
Of fall. Have you have dreams of falling?
I have. Yeah. I feel like that's the one though that you have when you're. I don't know. That's why they say it's falling asleep. Like the one where you're laying in bed and you jump.
Because you feel like you just fell back down onto your bed. That's such a weird feeling.
I don't know if that's what they mean or if they mean a more vivid
like you just fell out
falling.
Of the plane or right.
Being chased is also on the list of nightmares. Dying, feeling lost, feeling trapped, being attacked, missing an important event. Waking up late.
Oh, yeah.
A loved one passing away or being injured. These are the top nightmares. Others say they have had bad dreams about their teeth falling out.
Oh, that's supposed to indicate something, too. There's dream books that tell you what all the weird things that happen to you in dreams mean. Like that means it's some crazy thing like that means you're having trouble at work or, you know, some completely seemingly unrelated thing.
1 in 4 have had a nightmare about their spouse leaving them.
Oh, I've had dreams where I've cheated on John and then I'm like so relieved. I'm like, why would I ever do that? And then You wake up and you're like, oh my God, what a relief. But kind of a bummer that I didn't get to sleep with Jamie Lannister. You know?
I have the nightmares about drinking. Like in my dream, I had one last night actually, where I was here and I was asleep or something, and I woke up and yeah, and it just, that is, and it, but such a relief to wake up and go, thank God I'm sober.
I think every person that quits has
anything,
had that.
Right?
I've had that with drinking. I've had that with smoking.
Cigarettes for sure.
But in general, I don't really remember my dreams.
Yeah.
I had a friend who used to be able to say, he could control, like he would say, I can fly in my dreams and I'm in charge when it's happening.
That's so funny.
And I don't know. I have no way to understand how that works.
I've heard that there are people who like sit there and try to curate their dream thing. Like they say, if you can find your hand in a dream, now you have control of your dream. Like you have to be in your dream and remember to look at your hand. And if you can look at your hand, you can make anything happen around you.
It's called lucid dreaming, and it's usually during the REM of your sleep. That's when that happens.
Your deepest sleep.
Yeah.
Now, see, I've had those dreams where I'm half awake, but that's not a dream. I'm sort of just
dozing, right? In and out.
Yeah, and I'm whatever is happening is I'm rolling with it,
mm-hmm.
just because.
But
I'm,
you're aware that it's a dream,
but I'm not asleep mm-hmm. all the way. So the REM sleep thing is, and that's my friend was like, I fly. Mm. I'm flying. And I think, well, that sounds very cool, but I don't have any idea.
Do you want two ways to do it? Two ways that they say to achieve lucid dreaming are reality testing, repeatedly examining your physical environment to make sure it's real, and wake back to bed. Go to sleep, wake up after 5 hours, then go back to sleep after a short period of wakefulness. Those are two ways to achieve lucid dreaming.
Okay.
Yeah, they both sound like a pain in the ass, though. I think I'll just try and get a good night's sleep.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Ass facts.
Oh, ass facts. Yes.
Wow.
What it sounds like.
I don't have any of those, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
The average mid-sized pumpkin has approximately 500 seeds inside. Those are mostly the ones used for carving. The giant ones you see at fairs and competitions have around 800 seeds.
Oh. And they're probably huge, right?
Yeah.
Much larger.
A man named Trevor Hunt holds the Guinness World Record for most pumpkins carved in an hour. In 2014, he carved 109 pumpkins in 60 minutes.
What?
Or just 33 seconds per pumpkin.
Hold on. So he just stuck a knife in and pulled it back out and then went to the next one and stuck a knife in. But like,
no,
what do you mean?
Stabbing.
Like, to me,
that's not carving a pumpkin. That's
so he
stabbing.
Had to cut like a triangle?
Well, I don't know what
it's
he carved.
Because to me, carving is much more than just the fun part where you carve the face on there. You got to cut the top off. You got to scrape the inside.
I'm sure they made
the
him do
thing.
All that.
On a,
he's a world record
one
holder.
One every 30 seconds.
Yeah. According to the internet, every part of a pumpkin is edible.
Including the horn. What was the thing again that you called it? It's called a rom-a-tom.
Flugelhorgen. No.
Schnugeldorken.
That's not it. But I there's a name.
But it was like a robicobin.
They say including the skin, leaves, flowers, and stem. All
you can
edible.
Eat it all. Well, if I'm ever starving, that'll be good to know.
It's called the penduncle.
Penduncle.
Or peduncle.
Peduncle. Right.
Peduncle.
Peduncle.
Right.
Yeah.
The pedophiliac uncle.
Pumpkin is a great source of beta carotene, which is what gives it its orange color. Like carrots and sweet potatoes, beta carotene turns into vitamin A after you eat it, which is excellent for your eye and skin health.
That is what they say about carrots too, right? Like if you want to help your eyes, eat a lot of carrots.
Pumpkins,
yes,
are native to Central America. And the oldest evidence is in pumpkin fragments that were found in Mexico and date back to around 6,000 BC.
Pumpkin fragments? They were like, they hadn't rotted to dust? That's incredible.
Now pumpkins are grown on 6 of 7 continents.
Oh yeah, Antarctica. They don't have a lot of gardens there. Really short growing season. It's time to play a game, people.
All right.
How about a little Halloween trivia? For the boys on the show.
Oh.
That's right. It's time for spooky movie trivia.
Bear versus Febreze.
Yep. Vinny going head to head against himself. I think you win either way, bud.
Yeah, let's go. I got to get surfing and, lots to do. Lots to do.
Did you say surfing?
Surfing.
I felt like you said something else. It's like a combination of shark and surf I did not like.
I got some shark surfing.
All right, I put the Hocus Pocus question back because the two of you were both fans of this.
Yep.
This is multiple choice, and Maddie, you're going first. What are the names of all three Sanderson sisters in Hocus Pocus? Is it Winnie, Sarah, and Mary? Ginny, Karen, and Miriam? Or Marianne, Kiki, and Jessica? You're first.
I'll
Maddie.
Say A, Bob.
You're saying A, all right.
I also say A, Bob.
That is the correct answer. Winifred, Sarah, and Mary. In Hotel Transylvania, a fairly recent, I want to say that's a CG thing. What color is Frankenstein? Vinny, you're first. Is Frankenstein green, blue, or red in Hotel Transylvania?
I'm going to say blue, Bob.
Saying blue. All right. What do you think, Maddie?
Just to be different, I'll say red.
Neither of you guessed green, huh?
No.
Because you know that is the real color of him.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're trying for this to be a question, it seems it must be something different.
Well, you got it right, Vin. It is blue. The green Frankenstein's monster is owned by Universal Studios. But they wanted him in the movie. So they went with a blue one. What does Emily turn into at the end of Corpse Bride, Maddie? Does Emily turn into fairy dust, hummingbirds, or butterflies?
Go with butterflies, Bob.
All right.
What are the options again?
Fairy dust, hummingbirds, or butterflies.
I'm going to go hummingbirds.
I'm sorry, Vinny, but she turns into butterflies, and you guys are tied 2-2.
Okay.
What's the name of the other serial killer in The Silence of the Lambs? I think this is Maddie first.
Mm-hmm.
Hannibal Lecter and Buffalo Bill. Sharktooth or Corey Mandrake?
Oh, it's Buffalo Bill.
It's A, Bob.
It is A. You guys both get a point for that. At the beginning of the original Halloween movie, child Michael Myers murders his teenage sister. What's her name? Vinny, you're first. Joni, Judith, or Jessica?
I'm going to say Jessica, Bob.
I'm going to say Joni.
I'm sorry, it's Judith. You guys both do not get it. Oh, I'm so sorry. What is the name of the spacecraft that Ellen Ripley, Sigourney Weaver, and crew are aboard in Alien? And I think this is you, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
The Blade, the Magellan, or the Nostromo?
Going with the Magellan.
I also am going with the Magellan,
it's
Bob.
It's the Nostromo.
Oh, my gosh, we suck.
I'm probably saying it wrong. What line is written over and over in Jack Torrance's manuscript in The Shining? Vinny, you're first. Is it red rum? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy? Or cursed rambling?
Bebop.
It's Bebop.
It is Bebop. You guys are tied 4-4. I only have a couple more left here.
Uh-oh.
What is the name of the demon who possesses Reagan in The Exorcist, or Regan, maybe your name is. Is it Pazuzu, Nam Kanto, or Chinini? And Maddie goes first.
I'm going to go with Nam Kanto.
Give me the other two.
Pazuzu, Nam Kanto, or Chinini?
I'm going to go Chinini.
I'm sorry, it's Pazuzu, guys.
Oh, boy.
So sorry about that. So this is going to be the tiebreaker here. Which state does the 1968 zombie classic Night of the Living Dead take place in? Is it Pennsylvania, Kentucky, or Pennsyltucky? Vinny, I think that's the first year.
I'm going to say it's Pennsylvania, Bob.
I'm going to be even more specific. It's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is where it was.
Well, the two of you both win, but you're both Vinny, so I'm pretty sure that means it's El Campeón del Pueblo time.
Campeón del Pueblo rides again.
How did you know it was in Pittsburgh? Like, who remembers that?
God, I love that one.
That's a really, really good one.
I know, but I grew up, you know, Pittsburgh's one of the closest cities to us, and Pittsburgh's very proud of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening.
What NFL team does West Virginia, so would it be Pittsburgh?
No, it depends on what part of the state. My part of the state is Washington. We root for the
Washington
the Washington football team. And then the rest of the state pretty much is Pittsburgh fans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very specific.
Well, let's all be safe and have a great Halloween. Party it up. Don't drink and drive.
Keep it here on Alice all
day. Hope you all get laid.
Lots of front row tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And $5,000 for someone who listens for an hour straight on the Odyssey app. Very nice. We'll see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend, a great Halloween.
Thank you.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.